Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. There is a very interesting connection between the Protestant Reformation and the day of Halloween. That's the headline. In a moment, David James comes to this microphone to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tuesday marks the 500th anniversary of what is considered the birth of the Protestant Reformation.
Tuesday is October 31st. November 1st on the Roman Catholic feast calendar is All Saints Day, and the 31st is known as All Souls Day or Day of the Dead. We also use the word hallowed for Holy One. Luther posted his 95 theses on the day before All Hallows Day or All Saints Day, which makes it All Hallows Eve, which is where we get the word Halloween, All Hallows Eve. So he posted 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Castle in Germany. This is seen as sparking the Reformation. It's known as the birth of the Reformation. And Martin Luther, he was walking home one evening, and he got caught in a thunderstorm, and lightning hit near his feet, and he cried out to St. Anne in the Catholic Church, and he said, "I'll be a monk." There's really no hope in the Roman Catholic system. You have to be a good person, do good works, submit to all the teachings of the Church. And he was studying the book of Romans, and he came to Romans 1:17, which says, "The just shall live by faith." He came to some very clear conclusions that a believer is not justified by works, saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
We always hear about these 95 theses that Luther posted, but most people probably don't know exactly what these were.
These 95 theses are 95 statements that he posted on the door of the Wittenberg Castle Church. One of the things in the Catholic Church is that there are things called indulgences, and these are ways to be forgiven of sin. And what was happening is the church was selling these indulgences in order for people to purchase and buy their loved ones out of purgatory. And purgatory is a place that is supposed to be between heaven and hell, where someone goes before they go to heaven. And so he was lashing out against the Catholic Church and the corruption.
David James revealing the very interesting connection between the Protestant Reformation and the day of Halloween. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Protestant Reformation played a key role of the Protestant Church in our world. The 500th anniversary of the Reformation and the day of Halloween, with its satanic influence on the day, especially for our children, should be a warning for the last days where Jesus revealed Satan's active role in stopping the return of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus had to say in Matthew 24, verses 4, 5, 11, and 24, that this would be the case. The church must separate satanic activity from the truths of God's Word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...